the chords that you add, other than the D, G, and the A in the left hand, are based around the notes in the D scale. For instance, the D scale was D, E, F sharp, G, A, B, C sharp, and D. I can take any one of these tones and build a chord on it, as long as the chord matches up with the rest of the scale. For instance, the D chord has D, F sharp, and A in it, while all three of those notes are in the D scale. If I wanted to, I could play an E minor chord, which is E, G, B. That would work real well, because all of its notes match up with the D scale as well. The B minor chord that I mentioned earlier works great because it's D, F sharp, and B. All of those notes are in the D scale. So all of the chords you could use would be D, an E minor, an F sharp minor if you needed it, which is F sharp, A, C sharp, a G chord, an A chord, and a B minor. Now in Trumpet Voluntaire, we do have an exception to this rule when we bring that G sharp in, and we'll talk about that when we get there. Right now, we just finished up with the B minor. Right hand had the F sharp, then E, D, and then went to the E. So left hand is going to play the A chord that matches up with the E. Back into the D, so we have a D chord. Here's a little trill. We use the A chord there because we have everything centered around the E in the right hand. And our best option in the left hand is the A chord. Right hand goes back to the F sharp. Left hand's best option is the D chord. There's our A chord and our little trill at the end here. And right here, it goes to the F sharp. We're playing A chord anyway. The reason we're doing this is because that's the way the arrangement goes. I like that little tension there. Then back to the D. Now in this next section is where we pick up that G sharp. And what's happening in the left hand, we already mentioned, is an E chord with a D in the bass. The E chord is what we call the 2 chord, because in a D scale, the second note of the D scale is an E, which is why we call it the 2 chord. It's real typical in classical music, in hymns, Christmas carols, children's songs, and a lot of folk songs, that if another chord comes into the chord progression other than the basic D, G, and A, it'll usually be an E chord, which is the 2 chord, and it usually goes before the A. Listen to this as I play the E with the D in the bass, and then the A. They just seem to naturally go together. And that's what's happening here. In this case, what gives it away is that G sharp, because the E chord has a G sharp. Whereas if it just went from F sharp to a G natural, we could have used a G chord or an E minor. But because the G sharp showed up, we need a chord on the left hand that matches up with it. And that's the E chord with a D in the bass. We go to the A chord, matches up with the right hand. Right hand goes to this F sharp, D, D, A. Well, all three of those notes there are in the D chord. D chord is the best choice. Keep the D. Here's that G sharp again. Our best, if not only choice, is the E chord and the A. But you can see how the right hand is matching up with the left hand, and vice versa. Here's our D chord. Back to the A. The D. There's the A. B minor matches up with the F sharp. E, which matches up with the A chord. Back to the D. Here's our A chord matching up with the E. F sharp, we have a D chord. We go to the E. Left hand plays an A to match up. Here's our A. So as you can see, we have right and left hand agreement for most of this song, and that is one of the key factors in learning to play by ear, is getting a chord that matches up with the right hand melody. Now let's look at some things we can do to this particular song to make it sound fuller based upon the chord. Let me play through this more advanced arrangement of the song and then work you through it section by section, explaining to you what it is that I'm doing with the chord to make it sound more complex and full. I will precede and follow the recording with a blank space so that if you have automatic music search, you can shuttle back and forth between this reference recording and the lesson section of the tape.